So how much do food truck employees make an hour? So in this video, I'm actually excited to bring you the top 10 highest paying cities in the United States for food truck employees. Now, on Marketing Food Online, we've done a lot of food truck videos to show you how to start a food truck as an owner, and if you're starting one from scratch, but we've never dived into what exactly do food truck employees make an hour and how much are their hourly wages. And if you're looking to manage a food truck, what is a food truck manager's salary? These are some really interesting questions because you'd be kind of shocked to know how much per hour these positions will pay. And I'm going to break down the 10 top cities for the United States right now. All right, so welcome back. It is Damian from Marketing Food Online. So we are going to dive into some statistics and data and show you exactly what the top 10 cities in the U.S. are paying food truck employees. Now, this is a video that we have never actually done before. We do a lot of them, as I mentioned in the introduction, about how to start a food truck business and being the owner, kind of on the side of the one who's making the actual big bucks. But you're always going to need some type of staff, and you're always going to need to hire some employees. But no one ever dives into what do they make per hour, and in what cities do they have the highest salary for employees of a food truck. Now, before we do, as always, welcome to Marketing Food Online. And in this podcast, I'm super excited to dive into what it is specifically that they make an hour and give you some ideas. You might be actually quite shocked. But if you are looking to start a food truck, one of the best ways to do that before you take the dive into buying, managing, and being responsible for the entire truck as an owner, you may want to be an employee for a little while, kind of get your feet wet and understand the ins and outs of how it works from day to day, really before you actually take that big dive into doing it. And I know a lot of food truck owners actually start off working for food trucks as an employee, but we really want to figure out, you know, what do food truck managers' salaries look like? You know, what is the guy that's managing it, doesn't own it? And what are the employees, maybe as like a sous chef or an assistant chef that is actually on the food truck, how much money do they actually make? So in this video, we're going to dive into it. So number 10, we're going to go from 10 all the way up to number one. And actually, you'd be surprised at number one and number two. When we get there, you'd be kind of surprised at how much those hourly wages are. So the first one is New York, New York, and actually in New York City. The actual annual income for a food truck employee in New York is $31,500. Now, these are averages based upon the types of jobs that are being posted for these positions, based on the average salaries of these types of jobs within this field of food trucks as well. And that's how we break this down. That actually equates to $15.11 an hour. Now, living in New York, I've actually never lived in New York, but I do know that it is quite expensive living in New York. $15.11 an hour is not a huge amount of money. But again, this is great experience, and I would do this type of a job as a side job, almost like a side hustle, if you want to call it that, because I wouldn't rely solely upon this job at $15.11 an hour in New York City to support a family. So number nine, hopefully I said this correctly, it's Vacaville, California, comes in at $31,600 a year, which equates roughly to about $15.23 an hour. And in California, the food truck industry and the food truck business is actually one of the biggest. California, if I'm not mistaken, actually has more registered food truck businesses than any other state. But California is obviously one of the largest physical landmass state in the United States. I might be wrong about that, maybe number two or number one. But they have a huge amount of people who obviously go to beaches and have outdoor events. It's a gigantic state with a lot of opportunity. So this is one of, let me just go through the list. There's a few of them through California, and it gets higher and higher. So number eight is actually Ketchikan, Alaska. Hopefully I said that correctly. $31,800. Alaska actually comes in at number eight. Surprisingly, I was actually unaware that Alaska had a food truck scene, but I guess they do. And it actually, they do make the top 10 list. And they're at $15.29 per hour on average is what your food truck employee makes in Alaska. So the next one, number seven, is Dickinson, North Dakota. Now, North Dakota is a kind of an interesting thing. I've actually passed through North Dakota. I have visited North Dakota. When I lived in Montana, we had driven through North Dakota. North Dakota is a very vast state as well, very big. But they actually have a food truck scene that has been picking up momentum for the past couple years. They come in at $32,000, which is about $15.35 an hour for a food truck employee to make in North Dakota. Number six, Arlington, Virginia comes in at $32,100. And they actually equate to about $15.44 per hour in wages for a food truck employee. Virginia, though, actually has for quite some time, believe it or not, and even in Arlington, we dug a little bit deeper to find out more about their food truck scene. And they've actually had one over the past few years that has gained a lot of momentum. And now that we're past 2020 and things are getting back to some sense of normalcy, their food truck scene has picked up dramatically. So if you're in Arlington, Virginia, and you want to be an employee as a food truck employee, that's roughly what you're going to be making an hour, which is not that bad. Again, I would say that you'd want to do this as a side job. I wouldn't necessarily rely solely upon this. Okay. Number five, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Cambridge, Massachusetts comes in number five with $32,300 a year. You get about $15.53 an hour. So you're making a little bit under $16 an hour, and that's actually not that bad pay as well. But again, this would be something that you'll be doing on the weekends or maybe just part of your monthly income. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually pretty decent for doing that type of work. Okay. Number four, Manhattan, New York. Yes, so New York comes in two times on our list. And Manhattan, of course, is a extremely expensive place to live if you actually happen to live there. But if you're working in Manhattan and you live outside of it, that's a little different. But that comes in at $32,700 a year, which equates to about $15.70 an hour. So if you're looking to become a food truck employee in Manhattan, this is nearing the higher end scale per hour. But again, something part-time that you could do as a side hustle or gain that experience that we talked about before. Number three, Williston, North Dakota. Yes, North Dakota comes in two times on our list. And this town, actually specifically in this area, is $32,800 a year. That's topping nearly $16 an hour. It's about $15.75 an hour. But that is actually pretty decent pay, again, for that type of work. And it becomes very valuable down the road when you want to transition to owning your own food truck. So becoming a food truck manager, the salary in Williston, North Dakota is almost $16 an hour. That's pretty good money, actually. It's not bad. Number two. So number two and number one, of course, this is the state that comes in three times on the list. Number two is Santa Rosa, California. That comes in at an average of $33,300 a year, $16.03 an hour, roughly, on average, for a food truck employee. So that's actually not bad as well. But again, some of these areas, though, in California have a higher standard of living, and it may be a little bit more of a challenge to kind of make ends meet at that. But again, the actual experience is well worth it. Okay. So number one. So the number one city out of the top 10 highest paying cities for food truck jobs. Take a guess where that is. I'll give you just a second. It's actually Sunnyvale, California. Sunnyvale, California tops the list at just over $35,000 a year. This is not for a food truck owner. This is for just the employee. They average nearly $18 an hour pay in Sunnyvale, California. So they make the number one on our top 10 list. So if you are looking at cities, if you want to obviously move there, if you want to make the transition to Sunnyvale, that is one of the highest paying employee jobs as far as food trucks are concerned. And it tops our list of the top 10 cities with the highest paying food truck salary. So at topping nearly over $17.20 an hour, almost topping, getting that $18 mark. That's fantastic for an employee. And of course, that may be because California is in three spots of our top 10. Just as I had mentioned back on number nine when I first started the list, there are so many events in California, so vast. It presents a ton of opportunities for food truck employees to make really top dollar doing it because they are very successful. A lot of even six-figure and seven-figure food truck businesses actually are located in California. So if you're looking for the top 10, that is it. If you have questions about our top 10 list, and maybe you actually live in one of these cities or one of these states that even made the list, let us know down below, and we'll definitely appreciate your comment. And if you're looking to start a food truck, like I mentioned in the beginning, these are actually great things to do prior to making a huge commitment to owning and operating a food truck business, is actually being employed as an employee. And now you have a rough idea. And the average, let me just put you out really quick, some of our notes when we researched this video. The average food truck employee across the US, the wages per year is roughly around $27,000 to $28,000. So that's actually not bad. Again, as a side job, I don't think you can necessarily support an entire family based on those wages. But if you're young, if you're in your teens or even your 20s or your mid 20s and you want to get experience, being paid in Sunnyvale, California, nearly $18 an hour to do a job that you love to do and you eventually want to own one yourself, a food truck employee would be the route you want to go. So I appreciate you guys. If you guys watching, give us a big thumbs up if you liked the video, and I'll see you guys on our next video and podcast. Check us out down in the descriptions. We've got over a dozen different podcasts available for you to find the service that you want and listen to us on the go. We'll see you then.